Hi.
Yes, I'm not Dr. Una, but my name is Cheta Anachuku and I'm her daughter. Before you get into the episode, I wanted to tell you about an amazing new masterclass my mom will be hosting on Thursday, April 18th at 6 p.m. EST, called The Top 3 Ways to Attract Patients to Your Private Practice in 2024. She will share the strategies that are working in her private practice and in the practices of her clients who are running seven-figure practices. It's not one to miss, so head over to save your spot at entremd.com/workshop. That's www.entremd.com/workshop. And be sure to share this with the private practice owners in your life. They will love you forever. Now, here's Dr. Una.
Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it's all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. Well, hello, hello, my friends. Welcome to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. I am super pumped to be in your ears as always. And thank you so much for listening. I hope that you're finding that this podcast is exactly what we designed it to be, which is a free MBA for all physicians. So today we're going to be looking at something that I think is so critical because it is something that has the potential to completely stop you from building the business that you set out to build in the first place. And that is really feedback. Now, feedback is something that is almost like a double-edged sword in a way, in the sense that in order to build a really successful business, in order to continue to serve your patients and clients at the highest level, in order to continue to innovate, to get better, to get your people results faster, cheaper, you know, quicker, things like that, you are going to need feedback, right? You are going to need to look into how your systems are working. You're going to need to look into the perception your clients have about your brand and all of those things. But for many entrepreneurs, your business is almost like your baby, like one of your kids. It's something that is very personal. And so sometimes it's hard to take the feedback, right? Like, sometimes we misinterpret it to mean something that it doesn't. We make stories around it. And I think the most dangerous thing is that sometimes we allow it stop us, right? Like, so you hear some kind of feedback is negative feedback, and then you decide, well, I'm not going to dream as big, or I'm not going to try to do this as well, or what I'm doing is not working, so I'm going to stop. And those are all dangerous. They're all, you know, like it would paralyze you. And this is not what we want. And so today I want to talk about two kinds of feedback to ignore, to completely ignore. And I want to start off by saying we don't ignore people. We do not hate people. We do not write people off. We don't do any of these things. We're talking about feedback here, which is very separate from the individual who's giving the feedback, right? And so there are two things. There are two kinds of feedback to ignore. So the first one is the feedback that essentially says, stay the same. When you hear this, this is feedback to ignore. And there are two big buckets of people this will come from. A lot of times it will come from people who love you, family members, friends. And, you know, it would sound like things like this, like, you know, you already have a great life. You're already a physician. You already earn all this. Why are you trying to do this? Now, understand that they're not trying to hurt you. They're not trying to undermine you. They're not trying to not let you see you have your dreams. They're trying to protect you. This is a protective mechanism from people that love you, but essentially says, don't take on the pain. Don't take on the extra work. Don't take on the risk. Like, you already have a good thing going. Just chill, right? And this could show up when you want to start. This could show up when you want to scale. So here you are, you've already built something, it's successful, but you're like, I want to take it to the next level. I know there's so much more we can do, whether that's market share or amount, you know, level of impact or revenue generated or whatever. And here it comes again, like, you know, like, you don't have to do all that. When is it going to be enough for you, right? And things like that. So that's something that you want to ignore. Now, when I say ignore, what I really mean is not let it stop you, right? Because I think a lot of feedback, it's a distraction. It stops you from pursuing greatness, right? And so don't let it stop you, okay? Now, having said that, you're not discarding the feedback, right? And so sometimes people will say, well, I don't want you to do this because then your family will suffer, right? And then you can look at it. Well, if I take on this for the initial phase, it's going to require more of my time. So what do I need to do about that? I can build a team who help me, you know, with my business and help me with my family as well. And so that the time that I do have with them is very, very meaningful. And, you know, kids will forgive you. They really will. Like if you make out time for them, they can understand that. And you can decide, well, you know, my kids are a little older. I'm going to do business with them. Right. And so it's not as though I do this business thing and then I have my family time. It's like I'm doing all of these things together. And so you listen to it. You're going to filter it. Right. But you're not going to let it have the impact of making you stop. That's what we're trying to avoid. So you know, that's one group of people. The other group of people, believe it or not, are your clients, some of your best clients. And they would wish some of them, okay, and remember, we don't have an issue with the individual. I'm just trying to show you the feedback and what it can do to stop you. They will want you to stay small. I remember when, you know, I started my private practice, we're doing really well. And, you know, people were enjoying the service that they were getting. And one of my patients told me this to my face. Again, people give you this feedback because they love you. They don't hate you, right? But you need to listen to it and then move on. Okay. And she said, Dr. Una, I know this is bad, but I pray you never grow. This is what she said to me. This was probably somewhere between my first and third year in practice. It's like, I pray you never grow. I'm like, wow, why would you say that? Because if you grow, then you bring on other doctors, and you'll get busier, and you won't have as much time for me, and all of those kind of things. Now, again, remember what I said about you filtering it, right? So I filter, okay, so the perception is we won't have time for them. The impression will be too busy. So how can we build it bigger, but still leave that one-to-one feel, right? Still leave that feel like you're not a number, right? And, you know, we care for you and all of those kind of things. Now, am I going to stay small? I'm not going to stay small. You know, like you can't, planning to stay small as an entrepreneur who's just starting is a recipe for disaster, right? And so I was like, you know, we're going to grow and I'm going to make sure that, you know, people still feel they're part of something and they're known, they're not a number. So I've taken that feedback and I've done something with it. But other than that, I'm ignoring it. And so, you know, and that's happened in, you know, probably every business that I've ever run. When you try to grow, you try to scale, there'll be people who are like, no, I don't want that. You know what I mean? And so you need to know that that's not something that you can hold on to, because if you do, then you're not going to grow, right? And so those are, that's number one, right? So again, they're coming from a helpful place. And so we don't judge people, but that's, you're just going to leave that feedback alone and you're going to go, you take what you can out of it, but for the most part, ignore it, right? Okay, so that's number one. That's number one. Number two is feedback that essentially says your service is no good. Okay, well, I worked with you. You didn't help me. You're a doctor. You didn't do anything for me and all of those kind of things. Are we going to put a filter through it? Yes, we're going to put a filter through it. And so if there are things to learn, we will learn them. But a lot of times you need to understand that there are so many reasons why somebody will say this. There are so many reasons. Some of the reasons could be the person is having a bad day. Okay. The person is having a bad day. Some of the reasons could be unmet expectations that you never offered, right? Like you never offered anything like that, but that person had that expectation. You didn't meet it. Okay. That person may just be saying it to hurt you, right? Like they're annoyed and they want to hurt you and they haven't figured out how to do it. And they just, you know, come after your business and stuff like that. Some of them are people who don't believe in what you do. And so they're not your ideal client anyway, right? Like they're not your ideal client. What they don't believe in what you're doing. And let me give you examples of these. Okay. So I remember when I first started my private practice, I had a patient who, you know, we took care of her. Her kid had a chronic illness. We started the evaluation process and all of that. Really served her well. But, you know, she was annoyed. She was annoyed by something. I don't know what it was. And then she went on, you know, Google, left a one-star review, you know, like our process took a little longer than she would have thought. It wasn't a long process and all of this stuff. I even had a mom who says, you know, our office looks remote, like something from, you know, from Nigeria, remote part of Nigeria and things like that. And these are people who they were legitimately having bad days, like really, because you know, for both of them, years and years later, they were still our patients. You know what I mean? And stuff like that. And they would tell us to our face how amazing we are. But, you know, then left that one star Google review. And so, you know, like, it's like, okay, right? If there's something to learn, you learn it. Well, once you're done learning it, you ignore that. Like, you don't make that mean something about your business, or you are going to stop. Okay. When it comes to unmet expectations, for instance, in the EntreMD Business School, is a group program, right? And it's done that way because I believe in the power of community, especially for physician entrepreneurs. So for entrepreneurs in general, community is everything, right? But for physicians, we do not have enough examples of what is possible. So to be in a community of physician entrepreneurs who are killing it is a whole education in itself. Right? Okay. So it is a group program. It's not a one-on-one program. And somebody could be mad at me because they're not getting one-on-one time. And I'm like, there was never a promise of one-on-one. In fact, we specifically, just like I told you today, say that there is no one-on-one component and stuff like that. So if someone is saying the EntreMD Business School sucks because there's no one-on-one, then it's kind of like, what to do, right? Like, what to do about that? You see what I'm saying? And so do I then shut down the business school because I'm thinking it's not good because somebody wanted a one-on-one and I'm not giving it? No, right? None of that, okay? Sometimes it's just because, you know, people don't believe in what you're doing. And so, for instance, for what I do in EntreMD, there are people who think that when physicians go to entrepreneurship, they've gone to the dark side, right? And if so, somebody like that comes across my podcast, or someone that comes across the EntreMD Method book, like when you think about the EntreMD Method book and it has a one-star review, you have to ask yourself a question, right? Like, it's not the best book on the planet, but it's not a one-star book, right? And so the question is, will I then not write another book? Will I then not promote the EntreMD Method book because someone left a one-star review on it? No, I'm not going to do that. Like, if they wrote something, I can look at it and filter and learn from it. But for the most part, I'm going to ignore it and keep going, right? And so these are kind of the things that I want you to be thinking about, because the thing about feedback is, especially in the early stages, I think it's, for a really long time, it does hurt. It does have a sting to it, right? But you need to filter, take what you take from it, and then ignore the rest, right? Because if you have that chatter, if you're walking around with every one-star review in your head, if you're walking around with every time someone's told you, well, I don't like what you do anyway, it didn't help me, or I don't believe you should be doing what you're doing, or, you know, people walking around and they're saying that, you know, you shouldn't grow this bigger, you shouldn't dream bigger, you shouldn't do any of that. It will cripple you. It will stop you, right? At the end of the day, most people who have businesses that are mission-based, right, which is most physicians, I want to do this because I want to help people. You want to keep the people that you help at the forefront of your mind, right? And you want to be relentless in your commitment to serving them at the highest level, to grow your capacity to serve them, to grow your capacity to get them results, to grow your capacity to serve even more people, right? Like, you want to grow in that. You can't walk around with all of this stuff, right? So you want to stay laser focused on what it is you're there to do as an entrepreneur, laser focused. Now, these things will come. The feedback will come, the quote unquote negative feedback will come. But as it comes, I want you to see it as an opportunity to learn something and maybe make a tweak. And then when you're done with that, throw away the rest. Don't walk around with it. If you made a mistake and that's the reason why you had that feedback, correct the mistake and keep it moving. Okay. But understand that the prize for greatness is pain. Part of the pain we have to embrace is the pain of negative feedback. We have to grow to that point where we're mature enough to look at it and say, okay, I'm going to take this and apply it to my business. And the rest of this, I'm going to let it go. We need to get to that point so we're more comfortable receiving it. We're more comfortable in our ability, you know, more confident in our ability to make our businesses better based on it. And then also confident enough to know what to ignore and just allow it be. But remember where I started from. We don't hate people. We don't despise people. We don't write off people. We don't do any of that. They're just doing what people do. But please understand, You want to chase after what you're chasing after. It is so easy to criticize. It's so easy to say, oh, this person's not doing anything right or anything like that. It's so easy for people to say that. But as the entrepreneur, you need to be committed to your target. You need to be committed to your goal. You need to be committed to helping the people you're wired to help. You need to be committed, right? And so when those things come, you take it, you adjust, and you keep going. You don't let it stop you, okay? For people who are in the ring, fighting, building businesses, changing their world, you know, leading these mission-based businesses, when they see another fighter, they don't come at them like that. They don't tell them what you're doing is useless. It doesn't matter. They don't tell them stay the same. They root for you. And this is part of the reason why you have to have a community of people who root for you, people who are in the game. Because the people outside the game is so easy to throw shots, right? In the game. So will you learn from the feedback? Yes. But once you pull out the lesson, you ignore the rest. You ignore the rest, okay? So I recorded this because I know that getting feedback can be really hard. I remember when I got my very first one-star review, I almost died, okay? And I was like, what is the point? I was sad for 3 days, like 3 days straight, right? But there's a different way to deal with that as somebody who is an entrepreneur, who is an Olympian, who is a business athlete, who is somebody who has a commitment to change their world, and they're just going to follow that, right? And so this is the way to handle that, okay? This is the way to handle that. So what I want you to do with this is think about the last time you got feedback. Think about the feedback that you could get, right? And start kind of building what your reaction to it will be. I'm going to filter it. I'm going to take the lesson. I'm going to ignore it, but I'm not going to let it stop me. I want you to be clear on what you're trying to do with your business. And I want you to make a fresh commitment to it. Like, we are going to pull this off. Okay. All right. So this is one of those episodes that, hey, if it was helpful for you, I want you to send me a PM or a DM and, you know, on Instagram or Facebook and say, Dr. Una, that is exactly what I needed. Now I know how to respond to these things. Okay. And share this episode with another entrepreneur, because this is hard. This can be really hard. Okay. So share it with them, and I will see you on the next episode of the EntreMD podcast. Hey, if you love listening to the EntreMD podcast, I want to invite you to join EntreMD On Demand. It is my signature subscription program that gives you access to a library of business courses designed to help you do one thing as a physician entrepreneur, and that is to thrive. Just head out to EntreMD.com/on-demand, and I'd love to have you join us. See you on the inside.